What is ergot? Ergot is a fungus, Claviceps purpurea, that infects rye and other grains, replacing the grain with a dark, curved sclerodium packed with ergot alkaloids, a family of molecules built on the lysergic acid core. Eaten in moldy bread, it causes ergotism, St. Anthony's fire. A gangrenous form that blackens and kills limbs, and a convulsive form of seizures, mania, and hallucinations. That same lysergic acid is the raw material from which Albert Hofmann synthesized LSD-25 in 1938 at Sandoz, discovering its psychedelic power in 1943, Bicycle Day. Ergot is also the parent of real medicines, ergotamine for migraine, ergometrin for postpartum bleeding, and dopamine agonists like bromocriptine. And it sits at the center of two famous historical theories, Salem and Eleusis. Raw ergot is toxic, not a drug. Education, not medical advice. Some plants become sacred medicines. Ergot became a monster first. For most of European history, it was known only as a killer, a fungal blight that turned bread into poison and swept through medieval villages in waves of blackened limbs, screaming convulsions, and visions of hellfire. And yet, hidden inside that same black fungus was a molecule that would, in the 20th century, crack open the modern science of the mind. Ergot is the strange hinge on which the whole psychedelic story turns. The bridge between the witch trials and the laboratory, between St. Anthony's fire and LSD. This article is education, not medical advice. And raw ergot is a genuine poison, not a substance to seek out. What makes ergot fascinating to a neuroscience-minded reader is that it is really a story about one chemical backbone, lysergic acid, and the astonishing range of things that backbone can do to the human body and brain. The same molecular family that rots a foot off can stop a mother from bleeding to death, abort a migraine, and with one small modification in a Swiss lab, dissolve the boundaries of the self. Educational overview only, not medical or use advice. What ergot actually is. Ergot is not a plant. It is a fungal disease of grasses, above all rye, caused by the Ascomycete claviceps purpurea. The name means roughly the purple club-headed fungus. When the fungus infects a flowering head of grain, it destroys the developing seed and replaces it with a hard, dark, curved body called a sclerodium. The ergot itself, shaped like an oversized blackened grain kernel. Just before harvest, these purple-black spurs are visible poking from the cereal heads. Wikipedia, ergotism, Britannica, ergot. Packed inside that sclerodium is a cocktail of ergot alkaloids, ergotamine, ergonovine, also called ergometrine, ergocristine, and more. Chemically, they are all built on the same skeleton. The fungus assembles them from the amino acid tryptophan, and the biosynthetic path runs through lysergic acid, the shared core that ties every ergot alkaloid and LSD together. Wikipedia, ergotamine. Grind contaminated rye into flour, bake it into bread, and you have unknowingly made a dose of one of history's most feared poisons. St. Anthony's fire, the two fires. Chronic ergot poisoning is called ergotism, and for most of European history, it was known by a more evocative name, St. Anthony's fire, after the monks of the Order of St. Anthony who cared for its victims. It comes in two terrible forms. Wikipedia, ergotism. The gangrenous form is the fire of the name. The ergotamine-type alkaloids are powerful vasoconstrictors. They clamp down the small blood vessels feeding the fingers, toes, and limbs until the tissue, starved of blood, burns with pain and then dies. A dry gangrene that could see blackened limbs literally detach. A chilling 9th century chronicle describes a great plague of swollen blisters, so that their limbs were loosened and fell off before death. The convulsive form is the other face. Painful seizures and spasms, crawling and itching skin, diarrhea and profound mental effects, mania, psychosis, and hallucinations. Which form struck depended partly on the strain of fungus and the region. An alkaloid mix east of the Rhine tended toward convulsions, while Western Europe more often burned. The scale was staggering. At least 83 outbreaks of ergotism have been documented in Europe. A famous incident in France in 944 AD caused widespread gangrene, convulsions, and hallucination, and a 1778 epidemic in the Sologne killed more than 8,000 people. A modern 1951 event in the French village of Pont-Saint-Esprit is often cited, but the cause is genuinely disputed. Even careful sources describe it only as something akin to ergot poisoning, so we flag it rather than assert it. UTW psilocybin mushroom treats. The lysergic lineage, from mold to LSD. Here is where the monster becomes a muse. Because every ergot alkaloid is built on lysergic acid, that acid can be extracted and chemically modified. In 1938, working at the Sandoz laboratories in Basel and searching for a circulatory stimulant, the chemist Albert Hofmann combined lysergic acid with diethylamine to make the 25th compound in a series, lysergic acid diethylamide, or LSD-25, Britannica, Albert Hofmann. It showed nothing remarkable in the animal tests of the day and was shelved. Ergot also naturally contains lysergic acid amide, LSA or ergine, the same gentle lysergamide found in morning glory and Hawaiian baby woodrose seeds. So the lineage runs three ways from one fungal core, to the medieval poison, to the seeds of an ancient plant sacrament, and to the defining psychedelic of the 20th century. LSD is, quite literally, ergot's most famous child. Bicycle Day, the accident that opened the door. For 5 years, LSD-25 sat forgotten. Then on Friday, April 16, 1943, Hofmann resynthesized it, and he believed, absorbed a trace through his fingertips. He grew dizzy and dreamlike, went home and lay in a not unpleasant intoxication of extraordinary shapes with intense kaleidoscopic play of colors. Intrigued, 3 days later, on Monday, April 19, 1943, he deliberately swallowed what he thought was a tiny, cautious dose, 250 micrograms. It was, in fact, several times a full dose. As the world warped around him and wartime restrictions forbade cars, his assistant took him home by bicycle, the objects in his vision wavering and distorted as if seen in a convex mirror. Wikipedia, Bicycle Day. That ride, the first intentional LSD trip, is now commemorated every April 19th as Bicycle Day. The name was coined in 1985. The accidental exposure was actually the 16th, a distinction often blurred. Mechanism. One family, many doors? Why can a single molecular family cause gangrene, cure a migraine, deliver a baby, and, in one modified form, dissolve the ego? Because ergot alkaloids are promiscuous mimics of the brain and body's own signaling molecules. They act across the serotonin, 5-HT, dopamine, and adrenergic receptor systems as partial agonists and antagonists. Ergotamine, for instance, is an agonist at serotonin receptors including 5-HT2A, the classic psychedelic target, 5-HT1B, and 5-HT1D, the migraine targets, and it grips the alpha adrenergic receptors that constrict blood vessels. Wikipedia, ergotamine. Here is the beautiful paradox. Ergotamine is a potent 5-HT2A agonist, yet it is not hallucinogenic. The reason is pharmacokinetic, not chemical. Ergotamine barely crosses the blood-brain barrier. Only around 1% reaches the brain. So its powerful serotonin action plays out in the body, not the mind. LSD, by contrast, slips easily into the central nervous system and lights up 5-HT2A on cortical neurons, collapsing the default mode network and producing the visionary state. Same receptor, opposite destinies decided by whether the molecule can reach the brain, from poison to pharmacy. By taming and purifying ergot's alkaloids, 20th century medicine turned the poison into a shelf of drugs. Britannica, ergot. Ergotamine and dihydroergotamine abort acute migraine by activating 5-HT1B1D receptors and constricting dilated cranial vessels. Ergometrine, ergonovine, and its semi-synthetic cousin, methylergonovine, methergine, clamp the uterus shut to control postpartum hemorrhage, a use that saves lives around the world. And semi-synthetic ergot derivatives that hit the dopamine system in bromocriptine and cabergoline treat Parkinson's disease and prolactin-secreting tumors. There is a real shadow here worth stating plainly. Several ergot-derived drugs are agonists at the 5-HT2B receptor, and chronic activation of 5-HT2B can cause fibrosis of the heart valves and lungs. This is well documented. In 2007, the dopamine agonist Pergolide was pulled from the US market over valvular heart disease, and Cabergoline carries the same warning. Importantly, the risk is dose-dependent, concentrated in the high doses once used for Parkinson's, not the low doses used for prolactinomas. Wikipedia, Cabergoline. Ergot medicines are powerful, useful, and genuinely dangerous, and which is exactly why they are prescription-only. Witches and Mysteries, the Ergot Hypotheses. Ergot's hallucinogenic, convulsive shadow has made it the star of two irresistible historical theories. Both fascinating, both genuinely contested. We present them as hypotheses, not facts. The first is Salem, 1692. In 1976, the behavioral scientist Linda Caporel proposed in Science that the bewitched girls of Salem, with their fits, crawling skin, and visions, were suffering convulsive ergotism from rye grown in the marshy Massachusetts fields. It is a seductive idea, but within a year, Spanos and Gottlieb rebutted it in the same journal. Ergotism should have struck whole households, especially children, not scattered individuals. Most classic symptoms are absent from the Salem records, and the dairy-rich colony was unlikely to have the vitamin A deficiency that convulsive ergotism tends to require. Most historians today side with the rebuttal, Wikipedia ergotism. The second is far older, the Eleusinian Mysteries of Ancient Greece. For nearly 2,000 years, initiates drank a sacred barley potion called the Kaikion and emerged transformed. In The Road to Eleusis, 1978, R. Gordon Wasson, the classicist Karl Ruck, and none other than Albert Hofmann himself argued that ergot growing on that barley, yielding the water-soluble psychoactive alkaloids ergonovine and LSA, was the secret behind the vision, Wikipedia Kaikion. Recent excavations in Spain have even reported ergot residues in ritual vessels, but eminent classicists such as Walter Burkert have rejected the idea, and it remains a beautiful, unproven possibility rather than settled history. Safety and legality in 2026. Let this be unambiguous. Raw ergot is a poison, not a recreational drug. The sclerotia are toxic. Eating them risks convulsions, hallucinations, miscarriage, dry gangrene, and death. Every legitimate ergot medicine, ergotamine, dihydroergotamine, ergometrine, methyl ergonovine, bromocriptine, cabergoline, is a prescription drug with serious vascular, uterine, or fibrotic risks and is not something to improvise with. Legally, ergotamine is a US DEA list, a regulated chemical because it is the feedstock from which lysergic acid and then LSD can be made. Lysergic acid itself carries a dual character as both a controlled substance and an internationally regulated precursor. Wikipedia, ergotamine, Wikipedia, lysergic acid. Verify current law where you live. This is not legal advice. The honest bottom line, ergot is the darkest and most surprising root of the whole psychedelic tree. It is a single fungus that contains, in one black kernel, the power to kill a village and the power to open a mind. Its lysergic acid core burned medieval Europe as St. Anthony's fire, then, purified, modified, and understood, became migraine medicine, an obstetric lifesaver, and the parent molecule of LSD. Understanding ergot is understanding how thin the line really is between poison and medicine, between disease and revelation. The molecule doesn't care which it is. The dose, the modification, and the destination in the body decide everything. OUTW Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. Raw ergot is toxic and can cause gangrene, seizures, miscarriage, and death. It must never be consumed. Ergot-derived medicines are powerful prescription drugs with serious cardiovascular, uterine, and fibrotic risks. This article is history and neuroscience education, not a guide to using any substance. If you are in crisis, contact a local emergency line or the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline US. This article is education, not medical advice.